Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second Women Who Awards podcast with me, Gary Jones. Now, I hope everyone has had an absolutely fantastic couple of months since the first podcast, and today I am going to bring you the reactions from some of the finalists before the actual event. We're going to be talking to a couple of the sponsors to see how they felt, and also the judges before, all importantly, talking to the winners of each of the categories. Now, because of the content is so great in this, we've split this over into two podcasts. So this is part one of the final, and part two will be released in a few days' time. So check it out on iTunes, on Audioboom, and also on social media as well. It's going to be everywhere. So let's get cracking with part one, which is all about the finalists and how they felt beforehand. Let's go. The Women Who Awards 2017 was held at Coombe Abbey in Coventry. And if you haven't been, it's an absolutely stunning venue. I would recommend for you to take a look around the actual house and the country park. Kicked off at 11 o'clock with the expo, where we had over 20 people and 20 stalls talking to the different people and showing off their businesses. But it really kicked off when at 12:15, a gentleman called Hercules, who's just got a stunning voice, and you'll hear a little bit later on. He started singing, and then we were welcomed by Trisha Doodoo. And as a host, she was absolutely amazing. Now, Trisha Doodoo is a presenter on BBC Coventry and Warwickshire, and an absolutely amazing lady. Then we heard Sandra Garlick do intros, and then we heard a very, very, very inspirational speaker in the form of Helen Walby from Recycle Scooters. And if you haven't heard her story, you need to. You really, really need to. Then it was all about the awards. So we announced the first three awards, which is Women Who Excels in Business Growth, Women Who Achieves in Business, and the Women Who Startup Award. Now, these are the ones that we're going to finish off with today. And then on the next show, we're going to be talking to the winners of the Inspiring and Outstanding Leader category, the Exports, the Innovates Through Technology, Achieves Through Social and Charity Enterprise, plus also Real Life Entrepreneur, Change Champion for Women in Business, Networks, Rising Star, and Special Achievements, plus also the Special Judges Award. All of that's coming in part three. In this podcast, it's all about getting the finalist reactions before the actual event, see how they were feeling, which is coming up right now, talking to a couple of the sponsors, and also focusing on the Women Who Excels in Business Growth, Achieves in Business, and Startup. Before we actually go on to the winners, I just wanted to catch up with a few of the finalists, just see how they were feeling before the big day. So let's catch up with Am, Perm, Catherine, and Laura and Stacey in this part of the podcast. It's 11 o'clock, the award ceremony is going to kick off in a couple of hours' time, and I'm joined with Anne Burton from the Athena Network, and you're a finalist in which category, Anne?
I'm a finalist in the networking category, strangely enough. Athena Networking.
Brilliant. So how do you feel about being a finalist?
I'm really, really excited. Actually, when I applied to be in the awards, it was really to raise the profile of Athena and my members, and actually my secret ambition was to be a finalist, and so it's absolutely amazing. And I also wanted to encourage some of my ladies to do it, so I felt like I had to be a leader too and lead the way. So yeah, it's really exciting.
Lovely.
Really
so for exciting. The next couple of hours, you've got the expo going on, and you've got your stand all set up.
Yes.
How many people from Athena sporting?
We've got a table of 10, including me, so nine ladies all here. They're going to shout, apparently.
Good. Shout loud. Really good luck, and catch
Thank
you later.
Thank you, Gary.
I'm here with finalist and sponsor Perm Bassey. How are you doing, Perm?
I'm fine, thank you.
Cool. So, first of all, a couple of hours before the award ceremony really kicks off, we're at the expo. You got a stand.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling brilliant. It's it's amazing to be with all these lovely women. Yeah. And, you know, it's under one roof, which is gorgeous.
Brilliant, isn't it? And there's going to be more and more people coming here
throughout the day. I was here last year, it was really busy.
Lovely.
It's just electrifying. Yeah.
It's 200
160 people booked in?
I think more than last year, actually. Yeah. The numbers must have gone up, yeah.
Wow.
Well, not gone.
So you're a finalist in which category?
I'm the finalist in innovation through technology.
Brilliant.
And I'm actually doing business with one of the ladies. So for me, it's been a really good journey.
Nice. So really hoping to get it. Nice one. Thank you very much for your time and really good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.
I'm here with Catherine from Ulster's Kelly, and we've just been talking about her passions, and it's amazing what you find out about people when you actually talk a little bit deeper. So first of all, I believe you're a sponsor for a category, is that right?
Yes, that is. We've sponsored the Woman Who Achieves for a charity or social enterprise.
Lovely. And the way that I was really surprised about is you've got loads of different passions, haven't you, which link into that?
Yeah, I have. I mean, obviously I'm very passionate about Ulster's Kelly and the business and law, but I'm also very passionate about fundraising for charity. Mm. And the way I do that is I love pottery. So I make pots. So in my spare time, I happily make pots which get raffled and donated. So it's great fun.
I love it.
Great fun, combining two great things.
Yeah, it's great what you find out about people when you actually start talking to them.
Yeah.
And I believe you're a finalist as well for a category, is that right?
I am a finalist, yes.
Brilliant. How are you feeling about it?
I suppose slightly nervous,
yeah.
Slightly excited, lots of emotions all rolled into one. Yeah. Yes,
oh,
yes,
brilliant. Yes. But no, really good luck for the awards. Thank you so much for sponsoring for it. And yeah, if people want to find out more about the pottery,
yes,
are you going to be at an event or is it for a fundraising that you're going to be doing?
It tends to be at fundraising events. So, for example, the Dasset Country Fair, village near where I live. So I'll appear there and take along from my potter's wheel and let people have a go.
Brilliant.
Because I think everyone should have a go
They
can have a go. Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Cool. So check this out. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I am joined with two of the ladies who are nominated in the Change Champion for Women in Business category. And I've said that because we've tried it three times and we haven't managed to make it through once. Laura and Stacey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. How are you feeling about the awards today?
Yeah, good. Good. Yeah. Exciting. It's always really motivating to be at somebody else's awards.
I was going
to
say, because you've got your own awards tomorrow.
We have, yeah. So it's a busy weekend.
You are. So, with your awards, Laura.
Yes.
Because you haven't said anything yet.
I thought I'd best not in case I muck it up again.
No, you're all good. You're all good. So tell us a little bit about the Networking Mummies Awards and Networking Mummies in general.
Okay, so Networking Mummies motivate, collaborate, inspire mums in business, dads in business, grandparents in business, and we provide free networking events across the UK and affordable skills workshops.
Perfect.
And national awards, which is what she was going to talk about.
Because yours is going to be tomorrow night at the Burlington Hotel in Birmingham, is that right?
It is. Excited.
So nice.
Again, another evening of recognition and just a pat on the back for everyone, really. A bit like today.
Yeah, and it's actually lovely because there's a few people here that are coming tomorrow as well. So it's kind of nice for dinner, a pre.
Nice.
Pre-awards.
A pre-awards awards.
Well, really good luck for your awards
today. Thank you.
And yeah, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you very much, finalists. Before we move on, let's have a chat with Paul, who is the MD of the SFB Group, but also one of this year's judges. I'm here with Paul from the SFB Group. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Great to be here.
Yeah, that's cool. So I believe you're a judge and obviously you're exhibiting at the Women Who Expo as well.
Yes, I am. I mean, being a judge, this is the second year I've had the honour of being a judge, and
Brilliant.
It is an honour.
Mm.
It's terrific, and this is quite a unique awards a ceremony, and it's a celebration of our area, celebration of brilliant people, and it's just such an honour to be here.
No, it's cool. The amount of people who were saying it was an inspiration to others at the previous event was just absolutely amazing, and people have been inspired to do different things and build their businesses upon it. So what the Women Who Awards for me it does is just absolutely amazing.
Well, I think it's a celebration. I think it's a celebration of where we are in the UK today.
Yeah.
I think it's a celebration of the movements that are happening. Mm-hmm. I think it's also a celebration of what people can achieve.
Yeah.
The thing that I realised about being a judge, it was really difficult, by the way, it was really difficult, was just how people cram so much into their lives and you never realise.
No.
And I was judging, I'm the MD of the SFB group, which I'm really proud of, and I know I'm quite busy, but when I listen to what some people are doing, I think, how do you do all that? Yeah. Just how do you do it?
No, it is, there's so many people here, there's going to be over 200 people here, and everyone's got a story, and you're only going to see the tip of the iceberg. You're not going to see all the hard work underneath it. You're just going to see that tip.
So you've got, obviously, the other unique thing about this is it's not just business people. No. You know, I love that side of it, that you've got the social side of things and the community side of it and all sorts of other sides to this whole awards ceremony. And I think that's quite nice and unique as well.
Yeah.
And in fact, some of those, because I'm obviously a businessman, and some of the non-business awards were the ones that really left me really inspired. I have to be honest with you. Some of the people we met were just incredible. The feel-good factor of this awards ceremony is the other thing. I don't know how that's happened. It's a really unusual awards ceremony. I was at one, in a really big one and well-known awards ceremony, actually. I was in Leicester, because we operate in Leicester. And it was so impersonal. You come here and it's like you're walking with a bunch of friends.
You do.
It's just brilliant in that way.
Just looking at the room now, when we're in the expo, there's so many people here that I know, and we've shook hands, we've hugged. It's lovely.
It's
a big family almost.
I mean, Sandra's obviously been behind this, and the way she's organised this and done it, I mean, she should be so proud of herself.
Oh, she should.
She really should. But everybody enjoys it, and it's almost like it's become a family. I know it's only the second year, but it already feels like it's a really well-established awards ceremony. It felt like this last year. It was the first year. But it's just belonging to this family of people who have a feel-good, warm feeling to one another. It's just lovely.
Brilliant. At this point, let's talk about the SFB.
Yeah.
Because we didn't catch up with you last time.
No.
So what does the SFB do, and how can it help?
Okay, so the SFB group primarily started as a firm of chartered accountants.
Okay.
We're now a bit more than that. We're sort of, I hate the word holistic, but we are holistic. We do just about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got two signs here. One is our wealth management sign, and one is the accountancy practice. And you've got all sorts of things in there. But what we really do, I mean, I like to think that we give freedom to business owners and businesses.
Okay.
Being in business, as I've just said, being in business here, and I've met a lot of business people here, they have so much to cram into their life.
Yeah.
So we give them time and freedom. And you need to have the freedom to concentrate and think on the things you can do. We ourselves, we've grown massively in the last few years. We've got about 6 offices around the UK.
Okay.
I've been with it, personally, I've been with it about 27 years, which is great. And I've worked my way up sort of man and boy to now being MD, which is lovely. We can take a business. We tend to take a business, and our sort of thing we do, which I think is written on there, is helping you achieve your goals.
Yeah,
that's our vision. Or it's my personal vision. What is a person's goal? And then a lot of the time, you know, they start with a goal and that disappears, or the goal changes, or they just don't know. They do it because of a bit of a drive, but they don't know why they've got that drive.
Yeah.
So once you can get that out, we can then work towards that goal. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really great, because when you aim for something, you get something. If you're in a car and you just drive aimlessly, you can end up nowhere and it'll be a complete waste of time. If you put something in a sat nav and it gets you there, you've got a sense of achievement. And once you've got to that point, you can put a new destination and do another sat nav destination, but at least it gets you there, and that's really what we're about.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And if people wanted to find out more information about what you do, how could they? Have you got any websites?
We've got the website, sfb.uk.com. I have to say it again, because everybody says it's .co.uk. It's not. It's sfb.uk.com. Just look us up on the web.
Yeah.
Actually, look me up on the web, Paul Carvell, because I seem to appear sometimes. And then just click on that and you can come to see us. You know, it costs nothing to have a chat.
Love it. Well, thank you very much for your time. And also, I envy you, and you must have had such a hard job choosing the finalist.
Yeah, don't envy.
I don't envy.
No,
I was going to say, that's not my
word.
But I don't envy you at all.
Yeah.
Cheers for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Paul. Let's hear from some of our really cool finalists. So let's join Rachel, Caroline, Rachel and Sally. Joining with another finalist now, so we're here with Rachel Wade from OptHR. How are you feeling?
Very excited.
Cool. So tell us which category you're nominated as a finalist in.
So I'm a finalist in the Women Who Network.
Brilliant.
And it's been an excellent part of my business strategy, and I've met some amazing people that have inspired me and helped me on my journey.
Brilliant. And we're at the expo.
We are indeed.
Just kicking off.
Yes.
You've got some lovely, cuddly, well, I say stress balls.
Yes.
Which is quite cool.
Attracting a lot of attention.
A magnum of
champagne.
Brilliant. That's cool. So, yeah, really good luck.
Yes, thank you very much.
And, yeah, we'll catch up with you after.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Enjoy.
I'm joined with another finalist. So, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself and which category you're a finalist in.
Hi, I'm Rachel Venn, and I'm a finalist in the Rising Star in Secondary Education category.
Brilliant. And what does it mean to you to be a finalist in that category?
Well, it's just such a great honour because I'm doing what I do in secondary education. To think that somebody noticed me and would nominate me for an award really makes me feel quite honoured.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. And that's the great thing about these awards. They are very inspiring and they bring loads of different people together, which is absolutely brilliant. How are you feeling? It's about an hour away from the award ceremony kind of starting.
It's a very special feeling to be involved with. There's so many people here to do all sorts of organisations, and to be a part of it when I'm just in school feels quite special.
Brilliant. Well, congratulations on being a finalist and good luck on
the Thanks awards. Very much.
Cheers. I'm joined with another finalist with, actually, funny enough, the networking category. So, Caroline, congratulations.
Thank you, Gary.
How are you feeling about being a finalist?
I'm really excited.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. So, it's about an hour before the event, around that time. The room's filling up.
It is.
It's getting busier.
Yeah, it's going to be over 200 people, I think.
Yeah.
Big one.
Yeah, it's a warm day out.
Yeah.
It's a warm day in here.
Lovely day out.
Beautiful. So, if people don't know, and I'm sure there's going to be a few people who don't know your business, what is it and how can you quickly help people?
Our business is The Letting People, and we're a letting agency based in Leamington Spa, and we transform ordinary property owners into super savvy landlords.
Brilliant. If people want to find out more info, how would they?
The best thing to do is to have a look at our website, thelettingpeople.co.uk.
Lovely job. Well, congratulations, Karen, for being a finalist, and we'll see you later on.
Lovely. Thanks, Gary.
I'm now outside of a Women Who Awards because it's music lovely playing in there by a guy called Hercules from Mbari. Have you heard of him before?
No, I haven't.
South African, really, really popular over there. Brilliant voice. Anyway, I digress. So we're with the finalist in a very special category. So would you like to introduce yourself and which category you're in?
My name is Sally Rance and I am in the Women's Who Special Achievement Award category.
Brilliant. So first of all, congratulations on being nominated. How do you feel as the awards are just about to get kicked off?
Just excited, really, and just, you know, just honoured to have been nominated.
Brilliant. And what do the Women Who Awards mean to you?
I think it's just recognition that I didn't really expect for something that we kind of do every day as a school.
Brilliant. No, congratulations again. If you want to find out more information about what you do, how could they?
Well, I'm an assistant head at a primary school in Birmingham called Forbridge Community Primary School.
Okay.
So you can go on, obviously, that website, and it's sort of all built around the extracurricular activities that we offer as a school and all the additional opportunities to kind of inspire young children to kind of remain ambitious throughout their lives and to really consider and think about opportunities later on in life and give them some experience with that.
I love it. Well, really good luck.
Thank you.
And take care.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
Let's also catch up with Indiscano, who is one of our lovely sponsors. I'm joined by one of our lovely, lovely, lovely sponsors. So, Linda, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much, Gary.
Brilliant. So, for people who don't know you, you're Indiscano Photography.
I am, yes. So, I do photography and videography for businesses, and I also teach people how to do their own photos and videos for social media.
Brilliant. So, you're a sponsor for which category for today's event?
I am sponsoring the Change Champion for Women in Business, which is a subject dear to my heart.
Brilliant, that's cool. And it's getting a pack, people are coming in today, it's getting busy.
Yeah.
Lovely expo going on in there.
Yes.
What's your role today? What are you up to today?
Well, today, as well as sponsoring the category, so I'll be presenting that prize, I'm also taking documentary photography of the event for Sandra. So just sort of behind the scenes stuff and just catching people as they're having fun and enjoying the event. So
lovely. So if people want to find out more info about you, how would they?
If you Google Linda Scannell, you'll find all my social media links and so on, or just visit lindascannell.com, and that's LindaScannell for November, ELL.com.
Love it. Have a good one.
Thank you very much.
It's now time for the first award. So the first award I'm going to be talking about is the Woman Who Excels in Business Growth. This one here is sponsored by OptHR. Now there's three finalists. We had June Picking from the Coombe Abbey Hotel, Tina Riley from Modern Homes, and Victoria Shears from the Rustic Food Company. Now, the winner is Tina Riley. Now, we can catch up with Tina and find out all of her reactions right now. We are with our first winner. Woo! Congratulations,
exciting.
Tina.
Thank you, thank you.
So, let the listeners know which category you've just won.
I've just won Excels in Business Growth, which is marvellous, marvellous. Brilliant.
So, what does that mean to you, being a winner?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. I'm just about to start our 50th year in business in Leamington, so this will just start it off with a bang, won't it? So, what more could I ask for? Over the moon, really happy, and now I can relax and enjoy the rest of the afternoon,
can't I? You can indeed, exactly. Get it out of the way first, yes. Enjoy it.
I can eat my dinner in peace.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And if people wanted to find out more information about you and your business, how could they?
They can look on my website, which is www.modernhomesleamington. They can ring me at Modern Homes, which they can just come into my showroom. There's all sorts of ways they can come and find me. But if anybody wants kitchens, bathrooms, bedrooms, or anything to do with their houses, I'm your girl, apparently.
You're the winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And have a great afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Congratulations, Tina. You can just hear how excited she was, and when she came off stage she was absolutely buzzing, jumping up and down. It was really, really cool and lovely to see. Now the next award is the Woman Who Achieves in Business. Now this is a really tough category with 7 different people nominated and become a finalist in this. This award was sponsored by Askews, and the finalists are Shelley Chamberlain-Bright from Bryett Brewery, Joe Davidia from Imaginate Create, Jenny Hooper from Independent Freight Solutions, Tina Riley from Modern Homes, Emily Keel from Online Toolbox, Shakira Holden from the Quidem Radio Group, Touch FM, and Emma Louise Hewitt from Stanley & Co. Solicitors. And the winner is Joe Davidia from Imaginate Creative. So let's catch up with Joe to see how she's feeling. I'm with another winner.
Yay!
So congratulations, Joe.
Thank you.
What category have you just won?
Achieves in Business.
Oh, come on.
My God.
So how do you feel?
I'm shaking. I'm just absolutely, I can't, I'm in shock. I can't believe it.
What? Did you nominate yourself? Did someone else nominate you for this award?
Yeah, I put myself forward for this and never been for an award before. This is my first one ever. And and just was encouraged to go for it. And you won it. I can't believe it.
Yay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You fully, fully deserve it. And have a great rest of the afternoon.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Congratulations, Joe. You really deserve it. Really, really well done. Now, the next award, and our last award for this particular podcast, is going to be the Women Who Startup, where we have 5 finalists. And now this award was sponsored by the Athena Network. So the first finalist was Amy Foster from Nomad HR and Recruitment, Louise Campton, Primary Goal, Suki Nijal from Sipsy Laundry, Stacey Smith from Stack Sprays, and Karen Percy and Rebecca Surish from Yumsies. And the winner is Amy Foster from Nomad HR and Recruitment. Let's join Amy to see how she's doing. I'm with another winner. Congratulations, Amy.
Thank you very much. Thank
Which
you.
Award have you just won?
The startup category.
Brilliant. So now what does that mean to you to win?
Oh, I'm just... Today's amazing.
Yeah.
It really is.
How are you feeling?
Oh,
you must be...
Emotional, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Oh.
It's nice. It's just so nice. I was so happy to be a finalist. I did want to win, I have to admit. But it's lovely.
You've got that kind of inner thing. Now I'm a finalist.
Let's finish it. But hey, wow. Truly wow.
Brilliant. And just really quickly, obviously your business is Nomad.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about it and how people can get in contact with you.
Yeah, it's Nomad HR and Recruitment, but yep. I really have been focusing on the recruitment. I really enjoy that side of things.
Yep.
It's really lovely to find talented people and to be able to offer them a job. That's just the best feeling in the world. I find brilliant people for brilliant companies.
Lovely. And if people wanted to find out more, how could they?
Email me, website, yeah. LinkedIn's probably the best one. I'm there all the time.
Sweet, no worries. Well, have a great afternoon. Enjoy it. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Congratulations, Amy, Joe and Tina. Really, really well done. Fully, fully deserve the awards. And we are really proud to have you as winners of the Women Who Awards this year. Now, in part three, which is coming up very shortly, you will hear the rest of our fantastic winners. You're going to be hearing more reactions and you're going to hear a few people's highlights. And we're going to be talking to Sandra Gardner, the co-founder of the Women Who Awards. So check that out in part three. Now, if you like this or if you know someone who would, please share it with them. It's available on iTunes, on Audioboom, but also please put it on social media. Put it on Facebook, Twitter, and tag the people in who have been at the awards ceremony. Now, thank you very much, Coombe Abbey, again, and I will join you for part three very shortly. Take care.